Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aha! Bob McClain! Here we go, entering the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show on a blazing hot Tuesday afternoon. Yes, it is the bonus hour, but it's remarkably similar to the previous three in this regard. Let's do that. Let's just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Give me a buzz, 800-347-1063. Or if you prefer to text, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address remains, as always, bob@1063WORD. Pardon me, a little sneeze got me. bob@1063WORD.com. Yes, there is still pollen in the atmosphere. And if you missed it, the keyword, final one for today, keyword for this hour is close. Very close to the final keyword for today. That's it. C-L-O-S-E. Text it to 72881. Not to our regular text line number, but to the contest text line, 72881. Close. C-L-O-S-E. In on the text line. Oh, you're right. Yeah, thanks for the reminder, Bobby. Read my lips, Mr. No New Taxes. Last incumbent to fail to gain re-election. That was Bush 1. Now, Bobby, if those products were removed from Starbucks, doesn't mean they were there at some point. Bob, that guy in England had it all wrong. It's Our Father who art in heaven, Harold, be thy name. Okay. Bob, can you... Can you please use the key word in a sentence? Oh, yeah. Yep, we just did. Got that covered. Yeah, Bobby, Daddy Bush was a one and done, like James Earl Carter. Bobby, Jimmy Carter served one term. That means Obama was twice as bad as he was. Bob, with that article in The Hill, President Trump facing a steep uphill climb to re-election. You mean a bigger climb than a 98% to 2% against the odds of Trump winning the first time? Yeah, I guess that's what they mean by that. Bobby, about changing the name of Wade Hampton Boulevard to Barack Hussein Obama Boulevard, look up the dude and the group this miscreant belongs to, wants to rename the street after Obama. His mugshot can be easily found as well. Have a good weekend from Max in Pauline. Gotcha. Bobby, what percentage of Venezuelans think socialism is terrific, huh? Gallup should do a poll down there and see the result they get. Hitting triple digits temperature-wise, Bob, we had one day at 100 degrees in 2017 and none in 2018. Yeah, I didn't remember one from last year. Bobby, that baseball guy who was reporting on himself, yeah, he caught the foul ball in the broadcast booth. I thought he was great. He did it with the same zeal as if somebody else had made the play. But he did kind of dislocate his shoulder and dislocate his arm at the shoulder a little bit, patting himself on the back. Bob, if Congress wants to raise the age to smoke to 21, the age to vote should also go to the same. And I think that catches me up with those, although there are new additions. What's the guy's name? I don't know what the guy's name is. I don't care what the guy's name is who wants to change Wade Hampton Boulevard. Yeah, okay. I think it catches me up. We have not spent much time today on the instigators behind the silent coup, but there is interesting material here from Conservative Treehouse. The Christopher Steele dossier, so-called, was referred to as crown material by FBI agents within the small group during their 2016 political surveillance operation. The crown description reflects the unofficial British intelligence aspect to the dossier as provided by Steele. Recently, former House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy said there are emails from former FBI Director James Comey that outline instructions from CIA Director John Brennan to include the crown material within the highly political ICA, as it was called, Intelligence Community Assessment. Specifically, as outlined by Gowdy, the wording of the Comey email is reported to say, Brennan is insisting the crown material be included in the intelligence assessment. Well, this could get interesting. Mr. Brennan may have walked himself into a perjury trap here. On May 23rd, 2017, in testimony he gave under oath to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Brennan stated, Congressman Gowdy asked, Director Brennan, do you know who commissioned the Steele dossier? Brennan, I don't. Gowdy, do you know if the Bureau ever relied on the Steele dossier as part of any court filing applications? Brennan, I have no awareness. Gowdy, did the CIA rely on it? Brennan, no. Gowdy, why not? Brennan, because we didn't. It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information. Don't you love the way these guys talk? It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had, that is, the body of intelligence. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community asset that was done. It was not. As Victor Davis Hanson has written, James Clapper, John Brennan, and James Comey now busily accusing each other of being culpable for inserting the unverified dossier, the font of the effort to destroy Trump, into a presidential intelligence assessment, as if suddenly and mysteriously the prior seeding of the Steele dossier is now seen as a bad thing. And how did the dossier transmogrify from being passed around the Obama administration as a supposedly top secret and devastating condemnation of candidate and then President-elect Trump to a rank embarrassment of ridiculous stories and fibs? Given the narratives of the last 3 years and the protests that the dossier was accurate, or at least was not proven to be unproven, why are these formal officials arguing at all? Did not implanting the dossier into the presidential briefing give it the necessary imprimatur that allowed the serial leaks to the press, or at least to be passed on to the public, and thereby apprise the people of the existential danger that they faced, meaning, of course, from Trump's election? There is more on this from Fox News, Maria Bartiromo, and I'll share that with you when we come back. But these guys have got to be on the phones to lawyers at this point, because many of them are now having to face unpleasant facts about what they said and when they said it, and the fact that they did it under oath. Quarter after six. We'll be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excellent.
Blinded me. Nah. Saw that sun angle in the windshield out on 85. Wow! Even Ray-Ban can't handle those bad boys. 621 here on the Bobby Mac Show. So just to tie a ribbon around it, put a bow on this business with what Brennan and Comey and the rest of them said when they testified before Congress. Now, in retrospect, knowing what we know, it certainly looks like the former DCI director, Central Intelligence, John Brennan, has exposed himself to perjury. Because you heard, I read you the transcript of Gowdy questioning Mr. Brennan, you know, who, where this dossier came from. No, don't look at me. I got no idea. Mm-hmm. When, of course, he knew very well not only where the dossier came from, but who had paid for it. That being Hillary and the DNC. You know, beyond all that, lying before Congress and what have you, even more disturbing, what does it say about the political intent? When governmental agencies are weaponized, when the intelligence apparatus of this country is weaponized against an opposition political party candidate. And now, of course, we've got former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. She now seeing that Comey is saying some things that she believes misrepresent the facts when he testified before Congress. And I can see Loretta Lynch saying, honey, this girl's not going to be the one who has the office that the grenade went off in. You're looking for somebody to walk the plank, baby. It ain't going to be Loretta Lynch. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch flatly accusing former FBI Director James Comey of mischaracterizing her statements by repeatedly alleging under oath that while she was Attorney General, Lynch privately instructed him to refer to the Clinton email scandal as a matter rather than to call it an investigation. Lynch, who testified that Comey's claim left her quite surprised, made the dramatic remarks at a joint closed-door session of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee last December. We now have a transcript of that, thanks to Doug Collins, Republican of Georgia, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, the episode marking the latest public dispute to break out among high-level former Obama administration officials who now are busy pointing fingers at each other as multiple government reviews of potential FBI and DOJ misconduct continue. In a June 2017 interview under oath with the House Intelligence Committee, Comey said Lynch had pressed him to downplay the significance of the Clinton email review by referring to it as a matter rather than an investigation. Comey testified, "The Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me," Comey testified. Boy, this guy really is... up until we actually found out the truth, he'd been pretty good at trying to make sure that his skirts were clean. "That was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we are to close this case credibly." The Clinton campaign at the time was using all kinds of euphemisms, security review, matter, things like that, for what was going on. "We were getting to a place where the Attorney General and I were both going to have to testify and talk publicly about it. And I wanted to know, was she going to authorize us to confirm we had an investigation? And she said, yes, but don't call it that. Call it a matter. And I said, why would I do that? And she said, just call it a matter." Well, in her testimony in December, Lynch said... the head of the FBI at the time, Comey, had completely mischaracterized the situation. When asked if she had ever told Comey to call the investigation a matter. Loretta Lynch said, I did not. I have never instructed a witness as to what to say specifically, never have and never will. In the meeting that I had with Comey, we were discussing how best to keep Congress informed of progress and discuss requesting resources for the department overall. Obviously, we wanted to testify fully and provide the information that was needed, but we were not at that point in September of 2015 ready to confirm that there was an investigation into the email matter or deny it. We were sticking with policy, and that was my position on that. I didn't direct anyone to use specific phraseology. When the director asked me how best to handle it, I said, what I've been saying is we have received a referral and we are working on the matter, working on the issue, or we have all the resources we need to handle the matter, handle the issue. So that was the suggestion that I made to him. So now, you know, we've got Comey versus Clapper, Clapper versus Brennan, Brennan versus Loretta Lynch, and all of them scrambling to make sure that when the perjury charges start coming down, that they are not leveled in their direction. In on the text line, Bobby, bombastic. Was the fugitive General Lee an actual 69 Charger or an updated 2000 version with appropriate paint from Dave, USMC? We don't know. We don't know. We just know that it was a Dodge Charger who had been painted up to replicate the General Lee. Bobby, can you please repeat the code word? Yeah, one last time for this hour. It is close. C-L-O-S-E. We are close to being done with keywords for the $1,000 bankroll for today. Bobby, the section of Highway 25 from Moonville to the Twin Chimney Landfill would make a good highway to name after Obama because they are constantly cleaning it from all the trash that has accumulated. Gotcha. Bobby, it's so hot outside that Al Gore has now booked 5 new speaking engagements. There you go. Bobby, let's have Donald J. Trump Boulevard, Trump Avenue, Donald Trump Road, Trump Circle, 45th Street, President Trump Street, maybe change the state's name to Trump. That would be awesome. Bobby, the only corpus that Brennan resembles is a horse's ass. There you go. Now, Bob, it's so hot, Al Gore is taking a victory lap. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, if you have to explain, hallowed be the name, you're the bonehead. Yeah, obviously this guy needed a little more research into the issue. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show, actually turning 6:30, even as I speak. And Patrick is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour, including today's edition of Amazing True Facts, including some graduation news in there today. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. And in on the text line, Bob, I don't suppose Felicity or Lori went to any graduations this year. That could be somewhat embarrassing. Bobby, I think if we give all those tax breaks to the Panthers to have a facility down here, we get to name the facility after President Trump. And they can never kneel, sit, or anything else when the national anthem is being played. Yeah, just what a progressive billionaire needs is some South Carolina tax dollars. So that Governor Henry McTaxter can have a front row seat on the 50-yard line at the Panthers games. Think he won't be there? Yeah, right. Bobby, sounds like Loretta Lynch is worried about the fecal matter hitting the fan. She's not the only one. I guarantee you, Comey and Brennan, Clapper, all of these clowns, they are keeping their attorneys, I suspect, on speed dial. What did Clapper make? Not Clapper. What did Brennan make off his book? What was the book? A Higher Calling. What a narcissist. What an arrogant jerk. A Higher Calling. He made $2 million off the book. He's going to need it in legal fees. Are you following Holsauer on Jeopardy? He won again last night. They were off for, I think, 2 weeks for their teachers tournament, and then he came back on Monday and he won again last night. There was an article, where was this? The Atlantic wrote a story about how Holsauer is putting a dent in Jeopardy's budget. And this was written at some time ago. It's been superseded by events. But at the time he wrote it for the website Real Clear Life, James Holsauer, crushing previous records. In just 12 episodes of Jeopardy, contestant James Holsauer has crushed previous records, guaranteed himself at least $850,000. He's up now to what? 1 point something million. Who knows? Holsauer has easily eclipsed Ken Jennings. He's another good dyed-in-the-wool progressive, by the way. The last Jeopardy star to leave the quiz show with a big final payday. In his time on the show so far, 15 years ago, Jennings amassed roughly $2.5 million in 74 episodes. At his current pace, though, Holsauer is blowing Jennings away. Before Holsauer, the most money earned in a single episode of Jeopardy was $77,000. But in the time he's been on the stage, he's beaten that total not once but numerous times, set a new record of $131,127 for a single episode, nearly twice the old record. In short, it's safe to say James Holsauer is making a huge dent in the Jeopardy Winners Fund. Every game show has a prize budget, said the former head of programming at Game Show Network, Bob Bowden. Typically, for a long-running show, the prize budget is determined by way of averages of what has been won in the past. James's performance, I'm sure, is causing grief for an accountant somewhere. For some shows, the estimate is much more locked in, like the consistent $1 million the winner of Survivor takes home. But Bowden said budgets for shows like Jeopardy that have variable winnings are harder to project. For some, insurance policies for unaccounted-for variables, like Holzhauer, insurance policies are purchased, but Bowden doesn't think this is a concern for Jeopardy. First off, the show's prize budget probably isn't its biggest expense after considering production costs, like Alex Trebek's rumored $10 million salary. And secondly, Holzhauer's stellar performance is attracting viewers. In a situation like this, where records are being set and broken every night, the excitement, I believe, outweighs the lopsided results. It's fascinating, though, because he devised this game plan for how to play Jeopardy, and he's running his playbook. You know, he goes for all the $2,000 clues first, builds up a big bankroll, and then rolls the dice and bets it all. You know, if he hits the daily doubles, you know, and gets them right, now that's the key. You know, you still got to get the right answer. And so far, so good. For him, as far as that's concerned. This one actually could have gone in a couple of different categories, so we just decided to do it as a standalone. Speaking of overachievers, since we are talking about Holzhauer, this young guy is one of the biggest overachievers in the history of teenagers. Braxton Morrill is 17 years old. He lives in a tiny town in southwest Kansas. This month, he is graduating from high school and college at the same time. And not just any college, but Harvard. He skipped the fourth grade, but still felt bored at school. Tell me about it. So his parents enrolled him in some classes at a few local universities. When he was 11, they signed him up for classes through Harvard's extension program, so he could take classes there online as well. He graduated from high school this past Sunday, and he will get his bachelor's degree from Harvard next Thursday. And at 17, then he plans to go to law school. Obviously, he's not the first kid genius to graduate from Harvard early, but usually those kids leave high school early, and he didn't. Turns out he's the first person to ever successfully pursue a four-year high school diploma and a bachelor's degree from Harvard at the same time. Here is what he has to say about it.
So when I was younger, school got a little bit kind of boring to me, for lack of a better word, and I needed some way to stimulate my education, you know, stimulate growth. I'm seeking to go to law school. I don't know where yet, but we'll figure that out hopefully at the end of the month. My family is, you know, of course, supportive, and they've always been there with me throughout the journey, so it's nice that they're here at the end.
Yeah, pretty cool. Interestingly, one of the other kid geniuses, he graduated from high school at 15 and went on to Harvard at 15, Ted Kaczynski, Unabomber. Yeah. In on the text line, Bob, it's not the right answer, but the right question. That's right. That's true. That's true, because it is Jeopardy. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry about that. Didn't phrase your answer in the form of a question. Yeah, they'll get you every time on that. We'll take a last break a little bit early here, Moneypenny, so that I can get in the stories we have in Amazing True Facts. That's on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Great to have you along as we wrap things up here on Tuesday in the bonus hour. Time for today's edition of Amazing True Facts, and here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
This was kind of coincidental that I stumbled across this story today, but yesterday, I believe it was, we were talking about Keanu Reeves, the actor, and John Wick, all those movies, and a number of stories about how he is a pretty down-to-earth guy and a pretty nice guy, apparently. A writer named James Dator, D-A-T-O-R, shared a pretty cool story about Keanu Reeves, whom he met when he was 16 and he was working, you know, as kids will, at a movie theater. He said he was shocked to see Keanu Reeves walk up and asked for a ticket to see From Hell, the Johnny Depp movie about, I want to say the Boston Strangler. That's right, Jack the Ripper, about Jack the Ripper. He says he tried to secretly get his autograph by offering Keanu his employee discount if he would sign a form for it. But Keanu rejected the offer. He bought his ticket at full price and left. A few minutes later, James heard a knock at the box office door. He thought it was his manager, but it was Keanu Reeves who was holding an ice cream cone. He said, "I realized you probably wanted my autograph, so I signed this." He handed James a receipt from the concession stand that had his signature on the back, and then he casually threw the ice cream cone in the trash. James says, "I realized later that Keanu bought the ice cream cone that he didn't want just to get receipt paper so he could scribble his autograph for a 16-year-old idiot." Nice. You know, we also, when we were talking yesterday about the finale of Game of Thrones, and I got I didn't do too many actual spoilers, but I did touch on a few, and when I did, I gave a spoiler alert, and then still I got people complaining, "Oh, you didn't have a spoiler." Yeah, we did, but you didn't hear it. Now, the tough thing about spoilers is that there's no hard and fast rule or time limit. You know, can you talk about Game of Thrones since it played on Sunday, or is it still a spoiler if you reveal the end of Friends 15 years after it happened? Well, naturally, there's a new survey out there that looked into it. Almost everybody thinks there should be a time limit, including a majority who said you shouldn't expect people to wait more than a week. And if you haven't watched it by then, well, then it's on you, buddy. People were asked how long you have to wait before openly discussing what happened on a TV show, like, you know, at work or social media. 64% said a week or less. That includes 14% who said right around a week is fair, 20% who said a couple of days, 14% who said one day, and 16% who said you should be able to talk about an episode immediately after it airs. 7% you should have to wait at least a couple of weeks, 2% said a month, and 2% said more than a month. But whatever your personal comfort level is on a single episode, always lean on the side of caution before spoiling anything as major as Game of Thrones series finale. How long, Moneypenny, you haven't seen the finale. No. How long should people wait? What's a spoiler alert that you think is reasonable?
I would say at least 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
all
people's
right.
Got to find time to make time to watch it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was on, you know,
it
Sunday.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Okay. All right. By now, you've heard of Robert F. Smith, the billionaire who spoke at Morehouse College's graduation on Sunday and announced he's paying off all the student loans for this year's class. Well, Oprah was the commencement speaker at Colorado College over the weekend. She posted a picture of herself with a happy graduate. One of her followers thought he would get a shot in by saying, should have paid off their student loan debt. And Oprah, right back, said, already paid $13 million in scholarships, have put over 400 men through Morehouse College. So sit down and shut up. What if everything we think we know about time is all wrong? Well, according to some conspiracy theorists and historians who have looked into this, supposedly, this might not be the year 2019. It might actually be 1722. So why did they think we're off by 297 years? Three theories. Some say the period between the 8th and the 11th centuries are very, very poorly documented. The chronology doesn't add up, and it seems like there are too many inconsistencies for it to have really been 300 years. In the 1500s, the Pope switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, and that threw everything off. And people say some time could have disappeared in the process. One of the leading voices in the It's 1722 camp says documents from the 7th through the 10th century seem to be forged. They're all forgeries. Okay. Well, there's some speculation for you. And a new survey found the biggest decisions we make in life. Okay. Ready for the top 10? Number 10, quitting a job. Number 9, getting a divorce. Number 8, figuring out how to save or spend money. Number 7, deciding it's over, deciding to break up when you're in a serious relationship. Number 6, buying property with your significant other. Number 5, when to retire. Number 4, learning to drive, although I don't know if that's really a decision. Number 3, a big move to a new home. Number 2, getting married. And numero uno on the 10 biggest decisions we make in our life, whether or not to have kids. Okay? So, there you go. You can chalk those up as you wish. I mentioned earlier, and there's amazing for today, I mentioned earlier in the program, too, if you are not now getting the daily download from our news department here at WORD, it's very easy to do, and we'll kind of get you a day ahead and keep you up to speed with what's going on. Just go to our website, 1063WORD.com. On the top left-hand corner, you'll see how you can sign up for the daily download, and then each day it'll come into your email box. And you're good to go. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.